carrying out the mace now on Shabbos is not just to get the mace out of the house, but you want to cover him. You have a Beis HaKoros there, and you want to carry him to the Beis HaKoros, still you potter. That's a tremendous chiddush. So Drashi, after Moshe has a mace to cover him, but loy tame and don't say loy potter. When does Reb Shimon potter you? Ela b'manich lechutz. Like the Sfarah was saying before, just if you take the mace out of the house and leave him outside, the ain't tzarech loy legufay shel moitzia. You don't need for the guf of the mace. For loy legufa shel hoitzia. You don't need the guf of hoitzia. Even when you're carrying out the mace now, you're doing it for the purpose of the mace. Like you want the mace to be in the Beis HaKoros, you want him to be in the kever. That's the mitzvah. Still you're potter. Tremendous chiddush. Why? Because when you carry out a shovel in the Mishkan, the purpose was that you should be able to use the shovel over there. There has to be a use for you. Here when you carry out this mace, even though you're carrying him out for his sake, that he should be nitbam, it's only for his sake, though, it's not for you. That's not the same purpose that I saw in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was always for your purpose. You carried something else because you wanted it there, you needed it there. Here, when you carry out a mace, it's not the pshat, you need him there, it's he should be there. That's also called the Melacha Shensu Legufan, Yepata. Tremendous Kiddush. Same thing. It's not called you carrying it for you, it's his din. He should be there. But you have to see, he should be there. But it's not called you're using it, though. The Mishkan, you used whatever you carried out. Oh, my Rav. So, Rav, I know, Reb Shimon is Moedir, though, the Ma'alachba boy, if you carry out a shovel, because you want to dig outside with Shus Rabim, that you chayiv on Shabbos. Who are then the Sefer Torah Likris boy? The chayiv. If you carry out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos to a Shus Rabim to read the Sefer Torah there, Reb Shimon's Moedir, you chayiv. So, the Gemara Pshita, the Iha Nami, Melachas Yashrit Lagufahi, and the Melachas Yashrit Lagufa Reb Shimon Hekim Mishkachas Lo. As if you want to say this is also Potter, because it's called Melachas Yashrit Lagufa, so what's called the Melachas Yashrit Lagufa? Like, what's a better way to sort of this? You're taking out a Sefer Torah you want to learn there. So you're taking it out that you should use it. That's not much called for your sake. So that's what's the Havim to say a Potter? What does Reb Shimon have to tell us? Reb Shimon Melachas Yashrit is Rav. What does Rav have to tell us? Yechayiv here. Pshit Yechayiv. So tomorrow, yeah, there is a chiddush. Now the time I would think, are the eko legufay or legufa? Maybe according to Reb Shimon, what was the tzarech hoitzah? You have to use it for, need it for both purposes. You need it for yourself, and it's a tzarech of the chayfet itself. Like we'll soon see what the two chayfetim are. Kegoin, mar, you want to carry out a shovel. So maybe in the Mishkan, they only carry out shovels for two purposes. Lasus leitas, first of all, the shovel itself is missing some piece of metal on the point of it. You have to fix the shovel. And the piece of metal that's missing is over there. So you're carrying out this shovel to get over there for the purpose of the shovel itself. The shovel will be fixed up there. The lachpur. And when you get there, you also want to dig with the shovel. You also want to use the shovel. So maybe that's the only time you chayev on Shabbos. When you're carrying it out for two purposes. It's a purpose you want to use the shovel there, and the shovel itself will be fixed up there. What's another case? Sefer Torah. Lehagiyav likris boy. You want to take the Sefer Torah outside to the Sefer's house. Why? For two reasons. Eshen, the Sefer Torah has to be fixed up. It's possible right now. And Sveitim's, after it's fixed up, you want a lane there. So you want the Sefer Torah to be there for two reasons. You want to use the Sefer Torah there, and the Sefer Torah itself should be fixed there. Maybe that's the Havamina. That's the only time you chayiv. Now, Kamash Malon Rav Nein Nitazoy. Kamash Malon Rav, the Ikut Tzarech of Eitzah in the Mishkan, was that the purpose should have some use from it. So, V, you take out a Sefer Torah just the fact you should read it, Yechayiv. You take out a shovel just for the fact that you should be able to dig there, not for the purpose of the shovel, you also Chayiv. Hey, the Tzarech of the Mishkan, what was the Tzarech Hoitzon? The Mishkan was that the Chayfetz, you should be able to use it. That's his Kiddush. Right. So, the Maramaisa. Ush, Shchavam, Teve, Bedrukta. There was a mace. There was Mamish in the Drukta in the city, in the middle of the street. He was in the city in Drukta, he was lying on the street. Is Shoro Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Li Yafuki the Karmas. Rav Nachman Yitzchok gave a heter to carry him out to the Karmas. Right, says he was in Rishus HaYochid. He was matter to carry him out to a Karmas. Trashi, Lafuki the Karmas, Shoyimutu Bibizoin. Could be right now he's Mamish in the Bizoin. It wasn't a nice place where he was. Oibud Lake, or else we were afraid there was a fire coming in that backyard. There was a mace lying on Shabbos in the backyard, and there was a fire coming. See, oy becham, or else the sun was there. Vimishum asomeli was matthew to carry the mace outside to the Karmas. So Rashi, vimishum tiltum, ayin is an issa muksa, maniachol of kikuratinik. Als the Easter Muksa, we have a heter to put a kikur atinik on top of it. So that takes off the Easter Muksa. But the Chur, you're carrying out the Mesdo from Meshus Yachat to Karmelis, we'll soon see what the heter is. He held his mutter. So the Chur, because he passes like Reb Shimon, that Amlocha Shem Tzrich Lagufa is mutter. Oh, Malay Reb Yechon and Achwa, the Ma, Berei, the Rav Noit, the Rav Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, the Chur, come on. Who did you pass in the ladder carry this Mesdo out to the Karmelis? Is Reb Shimon, that holds your potter. So tomorrow, aim with the potter Reb Shimon, Mechiv Chattis. When does Reb Shimon say Amlocha Shem Tzrich Laguf is potter? It just means midirais to your potter. You have mechiyev chatis. Or the Yisur of the Rabbanim Yerika. Avadim midirabbanim still also. Amlocha Shem Tzrich Laguf is also midirabbanim. You're not going to carry out a mate midirabbanim. So what's that here? How come here in Rizmati you carry out the mate to the Carmelites? Omalei, so he answered back, Kulakim, like Loshen Shvuam, the islands they are. You should know even you are allowed to do it. Why? The Afil Reb Yudishori. And even going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds the Melacha Shem Tzrich Laguf is Chayiv, here is Mutter. Why? To me, come in Rishus Rabbim. Did I say you're allowed to carry out this mate from Rishus Yochah to Rishus Rabbim to say and be Matter like an Issa D'Raisa? So then, Avad, according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Yosef. No, the Karmelis Kamina. I only told you you're allowed to carry from Rishus Yochah to a Karmelis. That's only an Issa D'Rabbonin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the three we pass can let Yab Shimon, even carrying out Rishus Rabbim is only Nisr Rabbonim. The male of the Klal is Godel Kovet Habriyas Shedoiches Losses Hashabatoyra. When you're only holding with Nisr the Rabbonim, the Klal is then Rabbonim will make were like Moichel their Isr Mishum Kovet Habriyas. So here the mace is Mutzah Bezoyin, so Mishum Kovet Habriyas Rabbonim will mat you to be over Nisr the Rabbonim. Therefore, you're allowed to carry this mace out to a Karmelis according to everybody. Some interesting, for Yitzhak speaks out that Mishum Kovar Abriyas here will matter you to carry this mace, Mamash from Meshus to Yochid, to a Karmelis outside. Mashenken again to the Issa Tiltum, which is Chur is only a Shvacher, Issa the Rabbon, only Issa Muksa, like Rashi says, there's no heter to carry the mace. The only heter is Mishum Kikur Atinik. Al Issa Muksa still plies the mace as Muksa. Even though the mace Mamash Mutu Bakama, and it's a Bizoyan Hamace, they weren't Matthew's time to pick up the mace out Yisra Muksa. You would ask have to put a kikur v'tinik there. I, why? The Chur Muksa is a less of an Yisra Rabbonin than carrying out to a Karmelis. But that gives a posh of terrors. That the what is for Muksa, there's a heter. There's a attempt to do with the heter. You have a heter of putting a kikur v'tinik there. Just put a piece of bread or any chafetz on top of the mace, so Rabbonin gave after Muksa. So since it's shayach and easy heter, the Rabbonin weren't makel exist like for nothing. They would ask you want to do it, but they're a heter. Mashenkin here, when the mace is standing in a Rishus Yochid with the sun baking down on him, it's a bizoyin, so to carry him out to the Karmelis, there's no way to do it better. So if you got to come on, the Rabbanah will make him there, Yisurim. The Rabbanah said, Mishum Kovar Abriyas, we're being Matcha, our Isser, you're allowed to carry him outside. Bye-bye. Tanan Hosen, we're going to Mishnah Negoyim. Ha Toilish Simone Tuma. You know, even in the middle of the week, if you pull off your Simoni Tumah, you're over a lot. Simoni Tumah is a trashi, Hatelu Simoni Tumah. Shtei Cyrus Levonis, Sha Beheris Metamaben. You have this white, like Beheris, on your skin, and you have two white hairs there growing, so the two hairs are Simoni Tumah. Now, if you go and pull out these two hairs, you're over a lot. Hatelu Simoni Tumah. Vihichve Hamichio, who are then if you have this Michi that's like this raw skin, that's also a Michi, it's also a Tzaraf. And you go vichvi, you go burn it, like you ruin the tzaras, is oiver beloisese, you're over a lot. Strashi vichvi esamichyan. Michyas bos, like raw meat, chai, vu simen tumma beseis. That's a simen tumma tzaras by seis. Vichvi ze, and you burn it, levatlo, to mevatlo the din tumma, mishum michyas latayra, is oiver beloisese. Strashi the posik says, the shoma benega tzaras. The posik says, watch yourself for not being mevatl or nega tzaras. So you overloise it. The more itman. Achat mishtayim chayv. You have two hairs there. So these two hairs are simoni tomeya. You're tomei because of these two hairs. Now if you pull out one hair, pshiti you're over the avera. Because by pulling out one hair, you don't have any more simoni tomeya. That's the law. Achat misholish. What about if you have three hairs there? So you have three simoni tomeya. Now you pull out one hair. Now, even if you pull out this one here, there's still simone tomeya there. Are you over the lava not? Tomorrow's a machlekes. Rav Nachman no ma chayif. You're still chayif. Rav Sheshes no ma potter. Rav Nachman Omer Chayiv Ahani Maisav. Even though right now you're still Tameya, but still you helped something. What did you help by pulling out one out of the three? Ah, you're still left with two. It helped you. The Mishtaklo Chodu Achriti Ozalotumba. That leads to the next day. Later on, you pull out another hair, you should know you'll be Torah Gamri. So the reason why when you pull out the next tier, you're Torah, is only because you pulled out the first tier yesterday. So even the first tier is helping you with Simone Taira, that's why it's awesome. Rav Sheshe Sama Potter. Sheshe says, no, you're Potter. Why? Hashter Mios, Hoyisil Tumma. Right now, before, you didn't do anything. About the Tumma is still here, you didn't do anything. You didn't do the Lav. And the Lav is, don't take away this Simone Taira. Here, since you still have two hairs, you started out with three. Took out one, you still have two. He didn't do anything. How do I know my Yisoy? That even though you did one, but since you still have two left, you're Potter. The Tanan, bring your eye for now, Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, V'chein kezayis min ameis. Somebody carries out only a kezayis of a mace, he's also chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's a melacha shesrich legufo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv. O kezayis min aneveil chayiv. Tzadik for now, Mishnah. Chatzizayis Potter. If you only carry out a chatzizayis, it's like a potter. Chatzizayis is not worth anything. I for Yitzoy Shabbos, you always need a groigris. A groigris is only by shear of Eichlin. Here the mace, you can't eat it. No, it's totally in shear tumor. If you have a kezayis and a mace that's metamiyu, it's a dover choshev. So if you carry out on Shabbos, according to you, the yichay. Mashenkin a chatzizayis has no shiva to it. Havad ye potter. Yeah. So more of a Tanya theory, another Brisa says, Chatzi Zayis Chayiv. Another Brisa says, even if you only carry out a Chatzi Zayis, also you Chayiv. So Chorot's Mamash Yastira. How could you be Chayiv even on a Chatzi Kazayis? So the more of my love, Ho de Tanya Chayiv, where's the case that you Chayiv? What's called a Choshev? Even though it's only a Chatzi Zayis, the Afik Chatzi Zayis Mikazayis. I'll tell you the case, we're Matkili out of Kazayis of a Maestria. Now that Kazayis is Matam if somebody touches it. Now, when you take away a chatzi kezayis, you're botzlei mishuroi. So you're making what's left over is not tamei. So now it's called a choshev azach, what you're doing now. So since it's a choshev azach, that's why you chayiv. Oh, that's non-potter. That's what the Braisa says, no, you're potter. You know when you're potter. The apik chatzi zayis mikezayis umachza. The cases we have a kezayis to machza v'meisdir. And now you take away a chatzi zayis. So this chatzi zayis has no chshivas to it. Because by itself, it's not metama. I am staring the tumma there, it's not staring the tumma there. Because even after you take away this chatzi zayis, you still have the kezayis left. So you still have tumma left. So what you're doing right now has no chshivas at all. So that's why you put. Sure, this is the right, it's Rav Sheshes. That even though, when you take it away now, this chatzi zayis can help you. That tomorrow, if you take away the next chatzi zayis, you won't have a shear. Still, we say yechayiv. Still, we say a potter because you go boss the way it is right now. What if not potter? The after chatzi zayis mikazayis machta. So what's right? To Rashi's, the Rashi, the after chatzi zayis mikazayis, the shakli a bottle is shear. That's a choshev zach. What if not potter? The after chatzi zayis mikazayis machta. The after gav the mitzamsel lishir of a lav milsi. We don't say the fact you took away a chatzi zayis now should help you, that later, even though you left with the kezayis, when you take away another part of that kezayis, you'll be tor. You don't say that, Svarim. Go boss right now. Right now, this chatzi zayis doesn't help you. So write to Rosh Hashanah. So the more Rav Nachman, name. Idi v'yidi chayiv. I tell you, in both cases, taki yichayiv. Even if you only carry out a chatzi zayis from a kezayis from achza. Even though you take away the chatzi zayis, it still leaves the shir tumah, but that's a choshev vaytzor. Because gefort later, when you take away a little bit more, you won't have any tumah there. I bought it non potter. Where's the case? The price of the potter? The yafin chatzi zayis in meis godel. In the case we have mamash a whole meis, and now you carry out a chatzi zayis. So this has no chshivas at all. It itself is nothing. It's not matamiyu. I have taken away tumah. That's not called taking away tumah. Because since you're starting out with a meis sholem, a chatzi zayis means nothing. When here we don't say the svara, you take away 1,000 chatzik zayis, maybe you get somewhere. That's not a svara. So mainly here Rav Nachman's moedi yichayim. Here he's masking your potter. Ben Nachman, in the case we only have a kezayis sumachzor, so by taking away a chatzik zayis now, that has some chashivas to it.
Just like I said before, if you have three hairs of Simoni Tumeya, and you take away one hair, you also chayiv. Because taking away one from three helps you, then when you take away one more hair, you'll be over the Aveira. So right now it's also called you did the Aveira. So the Mishnah. Hanoitel Tziponov Zu Bezu. You take off your nails. You pick off your nails on Shabbos. Zu Bezu means one nail. I mean, you just pick them off with your nails. You pick off nails with nails. Oy Bishina, or else you bite off your nails on Shabbos. The chain tsara, same thing pulling out your hair. Either you pull it out with your hands, or else you, with your teeth. I don't know, teeth, you have long hair, it says you pull out your teeth. Actually, from your hands, it means you bite out your hair. Well, that's next case. The tsara posha means your hair, posha in your head. The chain tsvama, that's the yayimashdish. That's okay. The chain zikna, the same thing you have here is kona, you have your beard. The chain hagadela, same thing when Isha braids the hair on Shabbos, she's chayat. So she puts on makeup, she puts up paint on her face, she's chayiv. V'chein ha'pakestes, we'll soon see. Rashi says, V'chein sarai, toilis sarai shabiyodim. He pulls off his hair with his hands. That could be Rashi's not girth, like, he doesn't mean hair with the teeth. Don't mean your hand. V'chein ha'gadelis sarai, she braids the hair. V'chein ha'kecheles ein hill, she paints her eyes. V'chein ha'pakestes, yesh m'rabayis v'aymrim, misakenes sarum, v'misarum. Shilama just combs the hair with a brush. Oy biyadayim. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. V'yesh mefarshim do tocho kimin betzak apanim. She puts a type of dough on top of her face. U'gishenoit lo matim abosim. When she takes it off, it makes her face look red, like a type of a makeup. So that's awesome. We'll see in the Gemara what the issue is. Reina pakestas, putting some type of makeup on the face. Is Reblezim mechayiv. In all these cases, Reblezim holds yichayiv. So Rashi Reblezim mechayiv bekulam. As he doesn't know this called the shinui. He doesn't know picking off your nails with just pulling off with your hands or biting your nails. According to him, that's called urchei. That's not called the ma'isa mishuni yichayiv. Ma'ashenke mechomim oitzkri mishum shvus. The chomim say midiraisi muta because it's a ma'isa mishuno. That's not the way to cut off your nails. Cut off your nails with the scissors. Biting your nails, your pot according to chomim. That's called the ma'isa mishuno. But midirabbana, that was still awesome. Rashi mechomim oitzkri mishum shvus. The time of the Reb Lezma Fosh Begmar mishumai mechayiv. The Maromer Reb Lezer, machlekes about taking off your nails or pulling off your hair, it's only machlekes biyad. You pull off your nails with your hands. Avo bekli chayiv, but if you use the scissors, according to everybody, you chayiv. The Maromer Pshita, zu vizu tenan. The Mishnah says, klo, where's the machlekes when you use your fingers to pull off your nails? Mashma with the scissors, you chayiv. Mal de teimel. Rabbonah bekli nami pota. Maybe no. The Rabbonah say even bekli yipota for cutting off your nails or pulling off your hair. That's what the Mishnah says, just pulling off your nails with your fingers. That maybe according to Reb Lezer is telling me Yechayiv. But maybe according to Rabbanan and Echlam, you potter even with the scissors. So Mashmullah know that everybody holds with the scissors Yechayiv. Reb Lezer, machlekes latzme. It's only machlekes if you're cutting off the nails for yourself. But if you're biting off Yechav's nails, you're not biting off your own nails. You have Yechav's hand and you're biting off his nails. Divri hakapotim. Then even Reb Lezer is masking your potter. That's called the ma'isa mishuna. Maybe the derech for you to bite your own nails, but it's not a derech to bite somebody else's nails. Because imar pshitam, tzipronov tanan, the Mishnah says only if you bite your own nails are you chayim. Mal detem Reb Lezer, lichaveirun ami mechayim. It doesn't even your friend's nails also you chayim. Vodik toni tzipronov. That it says tzipronov your nails, lodich kayach the rabbonim. The Talmud Chiddush, even though you're biting your own nails, still the rabbonim. Pati you, kamash lo no. That when you bite somebody else's nails, according to everybody, you put there's no issue to your eyes. So only machleik is biting your own nails. So in Santa's Svara, Tosis learns here, if you cut your nails, the Mora says, according to everybody, you chay. What's the issue of cutting your nails? You're cutting. So Tosis though, Tosis is Chiddush. Hainuk Reb Yehuda. Tosis only goes according to Reb Yehuda, the Mechayim Melocha Shetrich Lagufa. So Tosis asks the Kash the Chura, when you cut your nails, or you cut your hair, that's called the melacha shen tzrich lagufa. Because do you need the nail that you cut off? No. What's the melacha's goizis in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, goizis is used to shear off the wool off the animal. So when they cut off the wool, it was the purpose of using the wool. Here, when you cut off your hair, you don't want the hair you cut off. You just want that you should look nice. Or you cut off your nails. You don't want the nail that came off. You just want your hair to look nice. So that's called the melacha shen tzrich lagufa. So go on to Taisis, midiraisa, that will be mutter, because we hold like a shimon. But you do with the other lalok, I think we passed lightly, Tosis. We hold in the reverse of the Svarim that even according to Reb Shimon, you'll be chayiv here. Because the Chiddush says the Mleches Geizes is not some the fact you want to use the wool. The pshat is you want to make the behemoth look nice also. Like before, when you cut your nails off, it's called the Mlech HaFir Guf because you want yourself to look nice. When you cut your hair, you want yourself to look nice. So it's called the Mlecha. You need this Mlecha. You're doing this Mlecha for your own purpose, that you should look nice. That's also called the Mlecha HaFir Guf. That's what I like it, so you be chayim with the rice or not. Don't you have enough mina, this is cutting off your nails, I'm also shy about an isha that has to be terrible in the mikvah, and she has to go to the mikvah Friday night, and she forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos. So Shalom, what should you do? Metchilu, they're supposed to cut the nails before they go to the mikvah. So Maisa Mishnah brings down the Eitzri to tell a guy to come and bite off her nails. About the guy bites off her nails, the Yachas is called the Maisa Mishunam, it's a shvus to shvus, the Maki Mitzvah could be muta. So but then he says that if you can't find the guy, then the Eitzri that they should go the way they are with the nails, they should just make sure the nails are clean. But Metchilu, the Eitzri is to get a guy to bite off her nails. That applies to shvus to shvus, Ayala Gemara. The bite of somebody else's nails only with the Rabbonim. And the cloud cutting off nails, biting is only the Rabbonim. So shvus to shvus we mutter. Right. The chain tzarin. Same thing if you pull off your hair. Also, it's machoikis if you chayiv or not. Tona. Hanoitel mole piyazuk chayiv. If you use the scissors though, you chayiv. How much hair do you have to cut off to be chayiv on Shabbos? Mole piyazuk. The opening of the scissors. The kama, like the pea, the opening, how much hair gets into the opening of the scissors, the pear? Moli piyazug, omer Rav Yehuda, shtayim. Two hairs. You cut off two hairs on Shabbos, yichayim. For the more about Tanya, ula korcho, shtayim. The same writer says that on a mesh, you're not going to make yourself bald or could get angry, you pull out the hair. It says, what's called yisa? Two hairs. So it's mashm only for karachas, yichayim, but for Shabbos, a different shear. The more aim of a chayim le korcho. The same shear is by korcho. Zayf for Shabbos, Zayf for Korcha, if you pull out two hairs, you chayim, shtayim. Tanya nami hochi, ha-noito mola piyazug v'shabbos chayim. The kama mola piyazug, what's called the whole scissors full? Shtayim, two hairs. For Rav Lezer v'ayimeh achas. Rav Lezer says the Chiddush, even pulling out one hair, you also chayim midiraisa. But about it's only a shalom midiraisa. But about it midirabonim pulling out one hair, or it could even be, it's called the chatzishir. Avad, you're not allowed to pull out the kavon even one here, or cut one here, because that's called the chatzishir, that's also awesome. Amara moide rechom le Reb Lezer, b'malachit levon es metech shcheris. Guy has much like a beard, or even here, you have some white hairs growing, and you want to pull out just the white hair, because you don't look nice. So mela, that's awesome. Shafilu achas chayim. Why? Because that's called the chashir v'zach. As though you have to pull off two hairs, that's called chashir. But if the reason you're pulling out this one hair, because you don't want the white hair to be there, for that you chayiv midrais even with one hair. So the Gemara of a dove is there after chiloser. Even in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to pull out the white hairs from your beard. Why? Mishum shenem, the pasuk says, lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man shouldn't do a mice of an isha. It's a mice of an isha to make herself look nice. A man's not supposed to care about it. A man shouldn't come and pull out his white hair. Trashi. When you have white hair, even one hair is choshev. You don't want to look like an old person. Similar to Isha, in this you can't even do in the middle of the weekday. The drashi v'derech hanoshim ladies lahakpid al kach ules nois. The derech for Isha to want to make herself look nice. So she'll have a white hair, she'll pull it out. Therefore, men shouldn't do it. Right. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Tzipporin, cutting off nails. Sagav, the Mishnah Berurah Masutrek, what's the shear of cutting off a nail? How much of a nail do you have to cut off on Shabbos? So it comes out any choshev shear that you mark for cutting off the nails, that would be called a choshev shear. Even one nail, you'd be chayiv for on Shabbos. You use the scissors to cut off one nail. Here the shalom is now. You have a nail, that row with the nail is off already. Or else, betzitin sheposh rubin. That's a piece of skin around the nail. I'm almost, you have pieces of skin here. They're a long piece. And row of it came off already. What's the halacha on Shabbos? Can you pull off the last part of it or not? Good, it's the fish Reuben. Is biyad mutter. Do you want to do it with your hand? He holds it's mutter. The kli chay. But to do it with a kli, then it'll be awesome. Kli chay chay chatis. Hemashmi holds, even though row of it came off, still it's shaykh and isa deraisa. So to use the scissors is also, but to use your hand, since it's a maestro mishun, it's mutter. For the Gemara's kirabi yemes, a miyik amida, to the kli chay chatis. If you use the scissors, you're saying this nail, even the row of it is off already, it's considered attached, and you're doing a melacha deraisum, will be yad mutlak atchila. How could that be by pulling it off with your hand, it'll be mutlak atchila? I'll go put him with the rabbon and shub laibosum. But the mahalik come, this is what he meant to say. Pirshu rubam, if row with the nail came off already, biyad mutter. It's mutter to pull it off now with your hand. The kli potter. Even if you use the scissors, it's potter midiraisa, avol osa midirabonim. So since row with the nail came off, we look as if midiraisa, the nail is detached already. The nail is off. So midiraisa, it's not called a melech of gziza. Because if you use the scissors, to rabonim made gzerim. Lashenken, use your hand, the maisa mishuna, to rabonim weren't great, it's mutter mechila. Moral loyt pirsh ruban, but let's say the row of it did not come off yet. Then biyad potter abalosa. If you use your hands to pull off the nail, it's awesome the rabbonim. The kli chayv chatas. If you use the scissors, it's chayv chatas. Omer Rav Yehuda locha kli b'shem min alosa. Stak like b'shem alosa says that if row with the nail came off already, then you're allowed to pull it off with your hand. But we'll soon see the mice with a hole like this. Omer Rav Avraham Rabbi Yechinin. For who shepir shokape mala? When do we say if row of it came off already that it's mutter? If the row that came off is kape mala? Now, it's machlokes, what does kapi mala mean? One sheet is, kapi mala means the tip of the nail, and one sheet means the bottom part of the nail. So, vaita umitzerosai oisai. And also, it has to be only a hetter where you have tsar from it. The way the nail is right now, it's mitzar you. So, mokim tsar, they want to tell you how to pull it off. But you only have a hetter where a row of it is kapi mala. So, lamaisa locha, we don't know exactly what's called as kapi mala. That two pshotim here. Let's say it says, kapi mala. Pirish Bakuntrias connected Rashi at space at the top of it. Shein Lamalakish Magvi Yodai. When you pick up the enemy, it's the top of the nail. Now, they don't have the first rakesh, a kalfi goof, kore kalfi mala. So, the law has brought down, since we don't know which side of the nail we're talking about, we should be machma in both cases. That even though a row of the nail came off, still you shouldn't pull it off on Shabbos. Right? Vichain Hagadelis. Who are then if you, Anisha braids are here. The Demora, Goydelis, Koycheles, Upoikesis. Mishama Mechaiva. What's the pshat when we have Leslie's Mechaiva Nisha that braids her hair? Or else she puts dye on her, she dyes her eyes. Or else Poikesis, she puts this type of a, like Rashi says, some type of dough on her face to make her face look red. What's the Yasimini Raisa? Omer Rabbi, Omer Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Chanina. Goideles, Mishama Regis. If she braids her hair, that's Nisa Riga. It's called Irik. Koicheles, if she dyes her eyes, Mishum Koisevis. That's like writing, it's called Iksiva. So Rashi says, what's the ksivia? Mishum kaisevis? Shamalicha mikhil sadavayim. She puts the eye paint like around her eyes. Ka'odam ha'mola kumis sadavayim. Like you have a nice and aleph, and you take the pen, the cipher, and he writes around the aleph. It's called kaisevis. We'll soon see, we'll shrug this up. Vaitam, poikestas, what's wrong with putting this type of dough on the face? It's mishum tovi. It's a type of weaving. Not weave. Tovi means you're making one long thread. So Drashi Shemasakenes Sairum, Beinat Spoisel, or Poistosa Kishinichrach. Either what, when she makes her hair, she's like stretching out the hair in one long string. Loshna Shein Yoisa Moisa Betsa Kiminchut. And the second Shan Rashi, that she's putting dough on her face, and means she takes the dough and pulls it out to one long string. That's the Melechas Tovi. Tovi means you take wool and like stretch it out to make long threads out of the wool. That's the Melechas Tovi. That's the Havim, it's called Tovi. But the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bona Kaima the Rabbi Avuah, the Chiderich Ariga Bekach, is that the Melechas Ariga? Ariga means you're weaving a beged, not weaving hair on your head. The Chiderich Siva Bekach, is that the way you write with an eye paint? You paint your eye, that's not called Siva. The Chiderich Siva Bekach, is that the way you totally make a thread? You're not making threads here. She's like stretching out her hair, or else she's putting this betse, this dough on her face. You're stretching out dough, you're not making a totally. That can't be the Issa. What are the Yisurim according to Rabbi Lezer? Koicheles. If she puts eye paint on her eyes, Mishum